Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Embracer Group has finally found a buyer for Gearbox. For April 2nd, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Wasn't yesterday's April Fool's Day episode so funny? You know, how we didn't have an episode? It was totally that, and not that I couldn't get an episode out. Totally that. Coming up, Twitch has updated their rules for streamers once again, and the gold rush is over. Embracer Group has finally found a buyer for Gearbox Entertainment, and it's Take-Two Interactive, the parent company of Rockstar and 2K Games. Take-Two will be paying $460 million for Gearbox, a hell of a discount compared to the $1.3 billion Embracer spent to acquire Gearbox back in 2021. Take-Two will take ownership of several IPs, including the Borderlands series, Homeworld, Risk of Rain, and Duke Nukem, all of which will now be published under the 2K Games label. Now, typically in acquisitions like this, companies will sell off everything in one simple transaction. However, Embracer Group will be holding on to some of Gearbox Entertainment's assets, such as Gearbox Publishing San Francisco, which includes the publishing rights for Hyper Light Breaker, as well as the Remnant franchise. Embracer will also retain three studios, Cryptic Studios, Lost Boys Interactive, and Captured Dimensions. The deal is expected to be finalized by the end of June 2024. With this deal, Embracer Group's CEO Lars Wingefors told investors that they have finally finished their, quote, comprehensive restructuring program, meaning we will hopefully see the end of Embracer Group's desperate cost-cutting measures, which has been responsible for around 2,000 individuals losing their jobs over the last 6 months. However, that's entirely dependent on the remaining studios to turn a profit for the mega conglomerate. The ongoing fight between Twitch and content creators pushing the envelope of sexualized content continues. This time around, Twitch is taking aim at the quote-unquote green screen meta. For those unaware of what that is, it's where content creators use the chroma key tool built into most streaming software to key out their clothes. This is to draw the focus to erogenous areas of the body. One user in particular green screened their Fortnite gameplay directly onto her butt and back, just to give you an idea of what people are doing. Following several months of this, Twitch has made the executive decision to update their community guidelines to prohibit, quote, content that focuses on intimate body parts for a prolonged period of time. Overall, it's a net positive that Twitch is making their community guidelines more clear for streamers. However, this reactionary amending of the community guidelines can only go so far. Twitch needs to make an actual definitive decision on sexualized content on their platform. Either ban it outright and quit trying to draw lines in the sand that content creators will eventually overstep, or just embrace the emerging market for streamed sexualized content and create a heavily moderated portion of the website to allow such content. Either way, though, this will piss off the streaming community for a variety of reasons. The Game Developers Conference was host to many interesting interviews. Some even shed light on the current backdoor dealings within the gaming industry. PC Gamer had one such interview that revealed how independent developers are currently navigating deals with Epic Games and Microsoft. In particular, the deals that Epic Games and Microsoft have been making to bolster their respective video game marketplaces have started to dry up. PC Gamer talked to Casey Yano, the co-founder of Slay the Spire studio Megacrit. Yano's takeaway is that Epic and Microsoft are significantly cutting how much they spend for exclusivity deals with smaller developers. While Slay the Spire is self-funded, Yano elaborated that he's spoken with several heads of indie studios, and there were constant admissions that funding from these two companies has been cut or canceled entirely. Chris Bourassa, the creative director for Red Hook Studios, the studio behind Darkest Dungeon, further confirmed Yano's claims. Bourassa simply described it as a gold rush ending, further elaborating that indie developers are desperately looking for a paradigm shift in the industry to keep studios afloat. Overall, this interview put into perspective the wider implications of investments waning in the video game market. And sadly, this is going to continue to compound the issues we've been seeing in the video game industry, with several more independent studios issuing layoffs or eventually shuttering due to lack of funding. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at LloydFFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at NateBenderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.